This is KCUR 89.3. It's that time again where the federal government begins the process of asking questions to keep record of how many people are in the U.S. and who lives where. And as the 2020 census is about to gear up, one thing is sure, the new numbers will probably show that Strawberry Hill in Wyandotte County, Kansas, continues to be a unique blend of growth and different cultures. KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson reports.
Adrian Astoff runs the Strawberry Hill Museum and Cultural Center. Strawberry Hill is just south of downtown KCK, and Astoff has lived in the community for 51 years. She's of Polish descent and knows the appeal of the neighborhood better than most.
This is a very unique area.
Astoff, sitting in the museum she runs, says that even though the area is firmly rooted in immigrants from Croatia and other Eastern European countries, all origins are respected.
This is the Strawberry Hill Museum. It's an ethnic museum in the fact that we not only have exhibits from Croatia, Poland, Slovenia, we also have exhibits from African America, we have Mexico, we have Denmark, German, Italian. And so it all comes together here at the museum.
The diversity of people racially even spills a little over into one of the pillars of the Strawberry Hill community, St. John the Baptist Church. Phyllis Hampton, St. John's church secretary, busily prepares for the Christian Holy Week as she reflects on the changes she too has seen over the years.
Well, St. John the Baptist is Croatian parish, but Father Peter had a meal, is Hispanic, and he's our pastor. And he's been with us now for about probably 8 years. Previously, we had only 5 pastors here at the Croatian parish, and they were all Croatian. So he's the first pastor to not be Croatian.
Astoff, with her 51 years of living in Strawberry Hill, and Hampton, with her 30 years as St. John's church secretary, both see the shifts in community coming from young people. Astoff remembers that when I-70 took out a chunk of Strawberry Hill, some people moved away, but that's changing.
So that left a lot of homes open for the younger generation, and then they moved away, and now they're coming back again. The Croatian people, the younger generation.
Vanya Soto, a Mexican-American artist and muralist, bought a house in the area more than a year ago, and she agrees the neighborhood is special.
Oh, man, it's a melting pot, I can tell you that much. Since I've lived there, have met Middle Eastern families, I've met people from Russia, I have a lot of friends that are Mexican-American that also live in the area just a block away from me on the fifth.
Soto, in addition to being a newcomer in the Strawberry Hill area, is also a young homeowner. She thinks that as more businesses move in the area, such as the nearby old EPA building being taken over by the University of Kansas Hospital, growth will continue.
People, there's a lot of movement of people coming over because they see the growth in the area. So that's really exciting. That's what brought me here.
The growth and diversity of Strawberry Hill isn't just about the residents. It's reflected in the businesses, too. Both as a residential neighborhood and as a place to start a business, people like the affordable prices and how close it is to downtown KCMO. One new business that's opened its doors is Kansas City Cupcake Company Cafe. Owner Gregory Gant, who's African-American, has found a welcoming community. One of the things Gant likes best about the location is the meld of history and new energy always present.
We fortunately receive a lot of people who are whose family have been in this area for generations, and they'll come in and they'll tell us the history of this area.
Whether new businesses, new residents from a variety of cultures, or younger generations coming back into the neighborhood fold, Strawberry Hill will be a neighborhood to watch well beyond the next census. For KCUR 89.3, this is Michelle Tyrene Johnson.